Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
The Bears had another lengthy injury report Wednesday that included the following players sitting out of practice: cornerback Tyreek Stevenson with a shoulder, Jaquan Brisker with a back, and receivers Rome Odunze with an ankle and DJ Moore with a shoulder. Now I will ask you to fill in the blank of the 4 players I just listed, not having, insert name here, would have the biggest impact on the Bears' chances of beating the Vikings on Sunday.
Also, when you looked at that injury report, what was the first noise that came to mind? Because for me it was, ah! That's not good. And I know there were a couple of NIRs, rest, Kevin Byard, Grady Jarrett. Welcome to also being told that you wear dad shoes. Welcome to being old. But in the meantime, I think the biggest concern I have is still TJ Edwards. I think that Tyreek Stevenson, I'm assuming, is gonna play in this scenario. I need the second and the third levels of the defense to be as intact as they possibly can going into a game where you know Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison are real.
Wait, are we making up our own rules here? He listed 4 players and you refused to name one of the 4 players.
I said TJ Edwards.
He's not one of the 4 players.
I'll go over the 4 players again. It's okay, just for everyone. Cornerback Tyreek Stevenson with the shoulder.
Oh, I thought it was the entire list of DNPs.
Just these 4.
There were 8 DNPs.
This is very specific to these 4 players.
I thought they were just like part of the DNP list as examples.
Oh no, these were the 4 I personally wanted to zero in on.
Somebody help Layla, please.
Because these were the 4
a drop?
Yeah, I love that.
We have that on 5.
That happened this week. This is when you were having the laughing outbreak at the beginning of 5.
I don't even remember what I was laughing about.
It was about the Chris Kendall market and the
we're not going down that road again.
Picturing Robbie trying to write things down wearing an elf hat and mittens.
Oh, but we're going to reset this for just these 4 specific players because I know it is an extensive injury list, but I want to zero in on cornerback Tyreek Stevenson, safety Jaquan Brisker, Rome Odunze, and DJ Moore.
Okay, fine, Tyreek, but I still want TJ Edwards back.
Of course.
We all want TJ Edwards back. That's why that would have been a cop-out answer.
I seriously thought that was just the 4 you were mentioning out of the 8.
No, that's you narrowed it down. You narrowed it down to one of those 4, so.
Hey, Layla. I agree with you. Out of these four, it's got to be Tyreek. Because let me tell you something.
I am making up my own rules, but I don't care. There's eight players and it freaks me out.
It's not a great injury list.
When I know Jefferson, Addison, and Naylor, who's been getting a lot of targets lately from J.J. McCarthy, all going to be out there, I'm going to need all the cornerbacks. I know they're not all healthy, but the ones you have, even if they have like a bum shoulder, be out there.
Yeah, that then a body tackle is okay, right?
It has to be.
Yeah.
No choice.
Just fly into somebody. I don't know. The other thing I'm laughing about is Jaquan Brisker. Like, he's going to see Justin Jefferson. And you know, at some point he's going to be like, what the hell were you saying?
I forgot about that. That's not good, Layla. That's not good. That's not good.
They're going to have to, like, this is going to be the meeting since everybody talked.
This is bad. This is bad. I forgot about it. I'm going to have to change who I predict to win this game based on what Layla just brought up. If you forgot, Jaquan Brisker talked about talking trash to one Justin Jefferson and how he shut him down in the second half of a game. And he didn't really shut him down.
He said he made him cry. And Justin Jefferson's like, what are you talking about? Did he have 157 yards at the half or something?
He had a lot of yards. He had over 100 yards at the half. And he didn't need as many after the halftime.
So you're talking about with you, Gardner Johnson, and you mentioned Tyreek Stevenson as well. Does talking, does that get in? Do you try to get into the heads of the other team? Is that really what it comes down to?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We're going to talk. And it does. I mean, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like a badge of that. Like, seriously. Yeah. So it's hilarious. I wish I was mic'd up every game.
Wait, give us an example of a little trash talk.
My rookie year, you could ask Kendall Vittle. He was at corner, and I was talking a lot of trash to Justin Jefferson, and he was crying. In the second half, that's when he dropped, like, every ball. First half, he killed us, but second half, just pay attention to the game. You'll see. That's an example, though.
And you found that game.
There was one time in which Justin Jefferson was targeted, and he did not pull in the catch out of 13 times.
Was that also when Matty Ruffles was like, no, Jalen Johnson isn't going to travel. We don't want our best corner on the team's best receiver. My system's too good.
It's just so bad. But yeah. Yeah, that's my answer. Tyreek Stevenson.
Number two.
J.J. McCarthy was a limited participant in practice Wednesday because of a bruised hand he sustained in the third quarter of the Vikings' 27-19 loss to the Ravens. Minnesota coach Kevin O'Connell said this about J.J. McCarthy's status.
Just so you guys are aware, J.J. McCarthy will have a little, you know, bandage or coverage on the top of his hand. He hit it on a helmet. At one point in the game, late in the game, and everything's checked out, but we just want to get out in front of potentially making sure you guys are aware from a communication standpoint exactly what that is. Don't see that affecting really his week of preparation very much at all.
Knowing that, how much do you fear Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy this Sunday?
Here's the thing. J.J. McCarthy was doing some old creative angling for the cameras. He wore a hoodie with a very big kangaroo pocket and then just kept his hands in the kangaroo pocket the whole time.
Immediately when you said kangaroo pocket, I thought about when I was five and I had a pair of kangaroos. They had the little pouch on them you could zip up. I just wanted to share
the
that.
The ruse?
Yeah, ruse.
Oh, that's R-O-S. Adorable.
Yeah.
So he hid his hands the whole time. Does that sound like somebody who, frankly, is confident in their status for Sunday?
I think he has to be, because if not him, then who?
Yeah, because Carson Wentz has got like one arm, right?
He does. He has two arms. Only one of them is functioning right now.
Okay.
I think I'm not very afraid of J.J. McCarthy. I think the Bears learned their lesson. They've come a long way. I'll be more scared if the aforementioned Tyreek Stevenson or the aforementioned Jaquan Brisker can't play on Sunday. Then I'll become a little bit more fearful. But J.J. McCarthy, never has the mission been so simple. Put that man on his back repeatedly. Hi, Montez Sweat. Keep your streak going. Hey, Austin Booker. why don't you go get another one? Hey, CeeDee, what's up? Do that thing you do.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They're going to need everybody.
Number three.
It's Five on It with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Mark Grody will be on the show at 12:45, bringing us the latest from Hallis Hall. Here's question number three. We're going to make a little pivot to some basketball. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the embarrassment meter, where would you rate the Bulls' 124-113 loss to the injury-riddled Pistons last night?
Okay, so I took some notes on my Bulls portion of my notes app here.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah. I see. What does it say?
It says a lot of stuff I can't read because it's really small.
And then it's had a fine print. I have one for the Cubs. I have one for the Bears. I just keep some notes. The Pistons were missing 7 players from their normal rotation. 7! Like, B-Ball Paul was a focal point of last night. Some dude named Dennis. Like, what? They were down by 23. The Bulls were in this game. Yes, it's embarrassing when the Pistons decided to play only, less than half of their available players at that point? They just kept showing Cade Cunningham seated baseline on the bench. I don't like courtside on the bench. The whole thing was incredibly frustrating. But it was the part where, I'm talking a lot about B-Ball Paul today. You know? There were some dudes with some career nights last night, and I think that should be the part that really upsets the Bulls. So if the embarrassment meter is a 1 to 10, then we got to put it at least a 7.5.
It's a 9 for me.
Woo.
Team's missing 4 of its 5 starters, and as you mentioned, 7 players overall. Their best player is sitting down. You have a chance for guys to step up and do the thing on the road, and you never even lead the game. Wire to wire, Pistons by as much as 23. Now, they did come back to cut it to 4 late, but it just wasn't enough. I thought Kevin Herter described it very well about them, I think, getting their teeth kicked in, is the quote.
Oh, my God. There were like 8 Javantes out there last night. They had me looking up Javante's career. I didn't realize that he played for our favorite team, Ratio Farm Ulm, a.k.a. Ratio Farm. That was Noah Essengay's team in Germany. I learned stuff about Javonte Green last night.
And again, I thought Modest was going to do more. He had 21 points, 14 rebounds, and blocked a couple of shots. But they turned the ball over 21 times. Not good.
God.
It was a very tough watch. So yeah, I'm going to put it at somewhere between 8.5 and 9.
Paul Reed
was bad.
B-Ball Paul, 28 points. 11 for 13 shooting, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals.
Is that good?
Is that his best game ever?
I don't think it's his best game ever, but it's
Sixers
up there.
Sixers B-ball, Paul?
That man was a beast when Joel Embiid was unavailable, which is quite frequent.
Fair enough.
I feel like I'm legally obligated to chime in on here. First of all, the Pistons, I mean, wagon, 1-8 straight. Second of all, without Giddey, what are the Bulls? Actually, really, what are the Bulls without Josh Giddey? Without Coby White, they're not very good.
Well, yeah, those are their two best players, period. Well,
you just lost to a team without their best 4 players.
7.
That's the point.
B-ball Paul had a career night. Yeah.
I miss you, Giddey. Come back.
5 on it.
Number 4.
Switching to baseball. Shouldn't the Cubs just bring back Kyle Tucker?
If you think that pitching is your biggest concern, then yeah, because I don't understand if it's not. That guy has a significant enough war to matter. So when it was all said and done, his B war, that's the one I read last night, was still over 4.5. So yeah, how are you replacing that exactly? Like, even for everything bad that happened, I think his first half war was over 6. So you should bring him back, because then it'd be awesome, because you're being like, hey, MLB, we're going to pay dudes more than what you thought we could. And then also we're going to have offense, and then we're going to probably have a healthy year of Kyle Tucker playing.
If you were Kyle Tucker, would you want to come back? So when you say it's a two-way street,
I think it's just a monetary thing for Tucker, right? Like, it's going to be whoever's the highest bidder.
You think so?
Yeah. When you can make that much money, that much.
But if, let's say it's within $10 million of, like, 2 teams bidding and they're within $10 million, don't you then take, just like you and I would do, quality of life, where you're living, what's going on? I think that's a factor. And in this sense, when I say quality of life, I really mean quality of right field.
Yeah, that's a hard part too.
He didn't exactly thrive at Wrigley.
Lawrence has chimed in over text saying, B-ball Paul, all caps.
Yeah.
8 on the embarrassment meter. I adjusted. I think the Cubs should do everything they can to try to bring him back, but it's still going to be ultimately his decision. And yeah, I would rather be in Chicago than a lot of cities. I've made that clear in my actions. But for him, I don't necessarily know that it's that simple. And he gets to live somewhere else for half the year.
Do you think he's going to make $400 million on this contract?
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah. they're not paying Kyle Tucker $400
hey,
million.
It said shouldn't, okay?
Yeah, they should. Yeah, but they... I don't know if cry poor is going to be. They're going to say they need to put their resources elsewhere.
Their price is not the market's price, and until they match, I will stand by it.
But let's just say, like, you had unlimited money. Is Kyle Tucker worth $400 million?
Over how many years?
10 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, why can't the Cubs just be in the mix? It seems like the Cubs just aren't in the mix, and it's like, we're talking about how they can fix the hitting issue. If you get Kyle Tucker, you kind of fix the hitting issue.
And this stuff will come out after the fact. But I want to know that they offered a higher AAV to Kyle Tucker than they did to Dylan Cease or whoever their top pitching target is. And I think that number is going to start with a 4 as far as AAV goes.
5 on it.
Number 5.
Last question here in 5 on it. We're Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. It's a life question. How long could you survive without the internet?
Well, just like akin to the conversation we had at halftime. I could survive for a long time.
I would live my life just fine, to be honest. I would get used to having to mail in, like, my bills and stuff with a check, go get, you know, a map so I can figure out where I'm going, because that's what we did.
Maps go? The big old binder?
Yeah, the map. Well, like, you can get the book of maps. You can just get local maps. Like, maps work fine. But really, the thing that would annoy me the most is literally having to go and, you know, pay bills. That's annoying. That I used to do that as a young adult, and
yeah,
that,
like,
was annoying.
Write the check, and then you had to, like, of course, record the check number, and sometimes the checks didn't always arrive, and then it's like, well, then you had to stop the check, and the check stop was $25.
I used to go to the power company, the phone company, whoever, and just drop off the check, because I was like, you know what, it's easier to do that than for me to go get postage and have to mail this stuff off.
What about paying your bill in store? I used to do that often.
Oh, yeah, you could do that, too.
I used to tootle on down to the Singular store, pay my bill. Switch from Motorola to a Primeco phone.
I probably had to get some cash, just to have some cash on me. But yeah, I can definitely go back to the way things used to be, Robbie. Robbie, I take it you cannot.
I own my music, so I could just burn CDs.
Well, I feel like all of
those.
Our systems are relying on the internet. So, like, if I'm going to a store to pay for food with my credit card, that can't work. If I can't use internet,
I'm going to say this one more time, Robbie, because apparently you didn't
machine.
Hear me.
It was like a shunk type of like carbon copy.
Apparently,
deal.
You don't understand this, Robbie. Credit cards predate the internet. Okay.
But I feel like all of our systems now rely on the internet. They
would
may
come
have
up with
that.
New systems if there was no internet.
I feel like
they'd go back
in the day,
to the
they would
school.
Take down your number and then go to some person and do some things and then all that stuff.
Which but is fine.
Like, could I survive without the internet? Yeah, I could like read a book or find different things or play basketball or go outside, do all these things. But like all of our entire existence relies on the internet. If let's say the whole internet went out one day, first of all, no one would be listening to the show because that's how reliant we are. But the second thing is everyone would be in the streets rioting. Where's our internet? I can't access my phone. I can't. People would be going nuts if one day the whole.
We've had outages. We've had like AT&T outages. Like, this is something
but if, like,
that has
whole
happened.
If the country had no internet, there'd be riots in the streets. That's
not,
right.
Not after one day, Robbie. No, you'd just be like, oh, tough day out here.
Maybe for you kids, you yeah. run out there in your New Balances
yep.
and see how that works
yeah,
for
run
you.
Around those New Balances.
Who's going to tell you those socks and shoes are cool when the internet's not around?
There's going to be a group of toddlers who can't watch Cocomelon who are just raiding the streets.
Wow. Here's the thing. You
Where's
can
my
get,
Bluey?
You can get an antenna, and then you can collect whatever programming is over the air.
Ray and I have antennas.
Hear me out. You wait for the show you want to come on.
How many people have antennas nowadays?
I just told you, Ray and I both have antennas.
I got back in on the antenna game when CHSN went over the air.
I didn't.
That's gone now, but I have my CHSN app and I'm happy with it.
I didn't think that I had any survival skills. Like, I'm pretty sure that I was dying in a zombie apocalypse, but apparently I'm not dying as fast as other people.
That is true.
So that's good to know.
You've lived long enough to remember how things used to be.
All
so
I
yes.
need are some like weapon skills, and I think I'm well, and I could shoot a shotgun decently. So I think I'm on the up and up. I just don't have one on my person.
I still have a super soaker in my closet. Would that help?
No. Sure.
Okay.
Think about the kids, though, and they're Bluey. Just think about it. They're Cocomelon.
Robbie, if you watch Bluey, just tell us that now.
I don't watch Bluey.
More of a Paw Patrol guy?
Funny thing is, Bluey dogs can actually see the colors in that show. Fun fact.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now you know.
We'll ask this question to Jared Payton, because I think that...
Oh, Jared can live without the internet.
Exactly.
And I want to know what Jared thinks about Air Force Ones.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk to him about that, too.
We'll do it all next.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.